This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Past couple of weeks have seen a lot of foot traffic at the local multiplex King Kong Skull Island. Logan, Beauty and the Beast opens this week, for which advanced ticket sales have already hit a record. But the box office story of the year so far is a horror movie called Get Out, written and directed by Jordan Peele. It cost about $5 million to make so far. It's done more than $113 million in tickets. That's a record debut for an African-American writer-director. And it has brought with it a conversation about race and society in this country. Wesley Morris writes on film and culture and a bunch of stuff for the New York Times. Hey, Wesley.
Hey, Kai.
So listen, we talked 3 years ago, you and I. I went back and looked it up. And we talked about 2013 having been a good year for black filmmakers and for audiences wanting to see films by, for, and with people of color. Are we now at fruition with Get Out and Hidden Figures and Moonlight and all that?
I mean, we're somewhere near there. I mean, look, let's see where we are in 6 months from now. I don't know what else is in the pipeline. I don't see a lot. But I think, you know, what the movie studios know and what they always know, but they kind of ignore, which is that there's an audience for movies like Get Out and Hidden Figures and, to some extent, Moonlight, which made a lot less money than Hidden Figures did. But, I mean, for a movie that cost $1.5 million to make, you know, making $25 million is, I think, an accomplishment.
So listen, I'm not going to see Get Out because it's a scary movie, and I don't do scary, as I think I've said a bunch of times. But obviously, it's amazing. And the thing I want to ask you about, based on what I've read, but the thing I want to ask you about is a conversation you had with Jordan Peele, the filmmaker, on the podcast you do for the New York Times, you and Jenna Wortham, called Still Processing. You had him on, and he said, the monster in this film is societal. It's a social thriller, which I thought was a great line.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing that's interesting about this movie is there is no monster in it. It is basically just the way we treat each other. I know white people who've seen this movie and have been surprised by the way that racism functions, in that it's not the obvious way that they've been told racism works. It's all, I mean, the villain isn't just racism, it's institutional racism.
Do you, and this is radio and people might not know, you're a black guy.
I am an African-American man, yes.
Yeah, and I guess my question is, and this is way far afield, but I'm just going to roll with it. Do you get sick and tired of having to have this conversation about the way black people are perceived in this country?
No. I mean, that's a really good question, Kai. You and I talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
I talk about it with a lot of the people in my life. I'd rather talk about it than not talk about it. I think one of the problems with the way things have been in this country for a while is that we aren't really talking about the thing that we all know, or lots of people of color know, is going on, and white people are often catching up with that. One of the heartening things about the money this movie has made is, in order to make this kind of money, you kind of need some white people to go, which means there is a white audience for this movie, and the racism in it is so subtle, and the subtlety of the racism is so obvious that I think it is informing a certain white audiences about a kind of behavior that they might be participating in and weren't previously aware of.
So you said also in the podcast where you had Jordan Peele on, you said you hope this film is in the conversation next year at the Oscars. And I guess, just as a follow-on to my earlier question, are you looking forward to, or are you dreading, the conversations that will happen if this movie does well at the Oscars, or is nominated, or is in the conversation?
Nah, I mean, I think it won't change too much based on the conversation we're having right now about it. Not you and I, but just the country
the
in general.
One,
and I think it's also really important to say that the odds of this movie doing anything at the Oscars are really low, given the kind of movie it is. But it also is a movie that is immediately in a class with, given its subject matter, with Rosemary's Baby, with Night of the Living Dead, with any number of movies that also take on this idea that there isn't a monster driving people crazy or doing evil things, but other people.
Wesley Morris, he writes on movies and culture and all kinds of stuff for the New York Times. Thanks, Wesley. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Kai.